Oh, geez. All right. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Miss Lisa from Northeast Arkansas is on the phone. What's going on, Miss Lisa?
Well, for all you Nimrods out there that are trying to be Debbie Downers, it's not about the big name. How many times do we have to say this? It's about the right fit. I am tickled to death with the hire. I was biting my nails down to the cuticles over Lane Kiffin. And then I thought Eli Drinkowitz, he walked in to have you say his name. I was calling him Witch out here and some more things to go with it. And then I remember when Brian Harsin was over here at ASU and he was dry as a bone. And I thought, Lord, please, please. I prayed about it. Y'all can laugh if you want to. I went to the Lord in prayer. Then I got a text that said, Miss Lisa, I think it's going to be Sam Pittman. And I took my phone to church. I'm the organist at church. And I turned it off. I had thought where it wouldn't beep or ring. Well, I didn't. So we're up there in a country. Well, anyway, y'all don't want to hear all that. But I'm tickled to death. Everybody get on board. We've got a coach. He's a name. He's a recruiter. He's a, my God, with the last 10 years, every one of our, correct me if I'm wrong, I'll let y'all talk. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has not just about every quarterback we've put out there in the last 8 to 10 years come out with concussions.
Boy. I mean, it has been an issue, yes.
Tyler Wilson had one. Brandon Allen had one. Plus, you know, remember when he got cleated and it opened up his shin there during the game?
Yeah. And
what about the Lindsey boy this year?
Yeah, well, I know KJ Jefferson was in concussion protocol as well. Yeah, I mean, there's been a few of them.
KJ Hill, that made me think of him watching him set an Ohio State record. Yes, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
But,
why do you think they were in concussion protocols?
Because they didn't have anybody to protect them.
There you go.
That's the answer.
All right. So, why is everybody, the guy from Paris, excuse me, I'm sure he's an excellent guy, he's a good caller. Listen here, we've got to have somebody to protect the quarterback that can stand on his feet and either run the ball or throw the ball. And if you don't have anybody to protect them, you might as well get ready to go 2-10. I'm tickled to death. And I heard, of course, we've all heard everything the last 4 weeks, that when the team found out he was the coach, the team went crazy, excited. So instead of getting on here and trying to drag us all down, get on here and be positive. We may not go to a bowl next year, but I'm going to go on record right now. You can put it down. I don't care what you do. And I'll go to Paris and have my picture made with the guy in front of the Eiffel Tower. We're going to go 6-6 next year and go to a bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm excited. And when I get excited, you know, because I've been so down that everybody else needs to be. My gosh, people.
So are you keeping your tickets? Because you've made some vows about tickets. You know,
I'm keeping my ticket.
All right.
Now, I will say this. I will say this about the Lane Kiffin deal. Some of the stuff I heard, if it's true, sort of upset me about, you know, and we weren't in a position to just, you know, pick up our toys and go home. You know, we're not in that kind of a position now. We're just not. And it's sad for me to say that. But we're not. But, you know, when I was thinking about Lane Kiffin coming to Arkansas and being on Dixon, you know, it's not easy to go to Dixon Street and be a nice guy or a nice woman. I mean, let's be honest here.
Am I a nice guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I go to Dixon
Street. Well, I'm 61 years old, and when I go to Dixon, my husband won't go with me. He goes back to the motel room, and I have to bring a taxi back there.
John, you might need to go to the Lord in prayer, you know.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, did you meet my son-in-law over the weekend?
Oh, I've known Matt for a long time. So.
Well, that is my son-in-law. He lives, I'm looking out my back door, and his lights are on his truck as we speak. And he is backing out to go to work. That is my son-in-law.
All right. Well, you tell him I said hello. So.
Well, he thinks the world of you.
Well, listen, I think the world of him. So.
Well, does he admit to being my mother-in-law or my son-in-law?
I put that connection together this weekend. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a connection there. Someone shared that with me. So.
Well, listen, are we invited to your house for Christmas?
Always. And then we'll all go to the Lord and pray.
I like diamonds. So listen, let's all get on board and get off this. You know, that guy likes to put me to sleep. But anyway, I'm excited. Woo pig suey. And what's the deal about this call about? Oh, I didn't get that. Him and Hunter Yurecek together.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, there's where he says Coach Pittman, what have you got to say? And they say something together.
They do the yes, sir thing. And what that is that anytime Sam Pittman got a big commitment when he's been at Georgia, he's made put out a little video of him going, yes, sir, because you can't use the names of the recruits or anything like that. But anytime, so it's just something he's always done.
Well, I like it.
All right.
I like it. Listen, I like it. So anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Well, appreciate it as always, Miss Lisa. And if Miss Lisa is on board, then, I mean, I don't. What else do you need? That's what I was actually kind of concerned about, is what Miss Lisa's reaction would be. But she seems to be on board with Sam Pittman.
And she's keeping her season tickets. Mm-hmm. So
she prayed about it, too. She went to the Lord in prayer. Gary in Fort Smith, what's going on,
that's
Gary?
That's awesome.
That's absolutely awesome.
Hey, guys. I coach a travel baseball team, and one of my assistant coaches is a Georgia alum. And I can tell you, if anyone's not happy with this hire for us, once you reach out to any Georgia Bulldog fan, they are distraught and not happy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it was a great hire.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about during the break, Gary. Georgia football did not get better.
No.
Over this transition. They 24 hours ago, Georgia football was better with Sam Pittman.
Right. And the other thing, what day was it that Hunter Yurecek met with the coaching staff and basically said Lonnie and Traylor could stick around, but everybody else should probably be looking? Was that Wednesday?
It was middle of the week last week that there were some tweets that were coming out like that. We were able to somewhat confirm that information on Thursday. So.
Thursday?
Is that right, John?
Well, yes.
Because you were the one confirmed.
So, yes. obviously this deal was a done deal pretty much then, in my book. I don't think he would have met with the coaches if he had already not met with Sam, and things were pretty much in place. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I have a question, do you think this affects Rakeem Boyd's decision maybe to stick around for a senior year now, knowing that he may have a much better offensive line to run behind?
I think Jeff Traylor's decision to stay as the running backs coach and be on this staff is the big thing with Rakeem Boyd. Just my opinion.
Well, I hope Lonnie gets promoted to OC, and I think this is a great hire. I think we went the right route. Mm-hmm. I would much rather have Sam Pittman and Lane Kiffin. I'm sorry. I think we would have got another round of drama that we don't need. Mm-hmm. And I think Sam is, I'm thrilled that he's still a big here. And I think we did well there. Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Gary. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Highline. Jared is in Russellville. What's going on, Jared?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great, man. How about yourself?
Well, I'm very excited. I'm excited about being a Razorback fan today. I've stuck through thick and thin with this team, through all the misery that we went through the last couple of years, and it's a bright day. You guys asked last week what you thought was going to be kind of like the basement of this coaching hire, and I called in and said I don't know if this is going to be the basement of it, because I believe in Sam Pittman, but I said Sam Pittman wants the job, and I think if we go that route, it'd be a great hire. And I think that we're getting back to fundamental football, which is very key, and the offensive defensive line is going to be outstanding. And if you I know you guys read up on all of this stuff, but if you read his offensive linemen, everywhere he's been, he's not only just a great guy, but he shows them what being a man is all about, and that's what being a football coach is all about: showing a young man how to become a true man, and just love their families and just get to know them. And I'm excited to see him do this thing on the entire team. I mean, when he walks into the room in the recruitment and he's your head coach and he says, "Hey, I'm going to take care of your son," you can take that to the bank that he's going to be there and he's going to support them through thick and thin. Some of the things that have been quoted by Frank Ragnow, for instance, he said that he texts even his sister when she's going through some stuff. And the guy is just an outstanding man, and I'm excited about him being our head coach. I'll hang up and listen. God bless y'all.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Jared. Eddie is in Clarksville. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning to the fan base. As I'd like to welcome the new head conductor of the Hawk Train, Mr. Sam Pittman. And I called in Friday, and I was saying one of the coaches that I wanted to put in Santa's sleigh was Mr. Sam Pittman. And why did I want to put Mr. Sam Pittman in that sleigh? Because, one, he's going to bring mental tenacity to that offensive line. If you're going to win, especially in the SEC Western Division, you better have a tenacity offensive line, and he's going to bring some mental toughness to that line. You can bet that. I don't know who's going to – excuse me a second. Mm. I don't know who is going to be the offensive line coach. But I'm sure Sam Pittman is going to put his input on that offensive line. Let's get to the defensive line. I mentioned I don't know who's going to be the next defensive coordinator at the U of A under his staff. But I mentioned a couple of names. You mentioned Barry Odom. But I'm mentioning, and I mentioned Friday, Randy Shannon, and I mentioned Charlie Strong. And I don't know if we got a chance to get one or two of those guys. But the best, I do know this. The next head coach at the U of A is Richard Sam Pittman, what I consider the best offensive line coach in the country. And so if you're going to compete, it starts there in the trenches. And so we've been getting beat on both sides of the ball. And so I think that's going to turn around quickly. Another thing, he's going to bring buy-in to the U of A. I talk about Hog the Line all the time, and especially on game day. And there was not buy-in, you can see, apparently, the last 4 or 5 years by an Arkansas team. And to step out on the field, want to play one half of football. That cannot take place. Or they play one quarter of football and miss the other three. That's going to change. And so football's always has been, always will be, four quarters of football. And he's fixing them to bring some enthusiasm to both sides. I think it's a good hire. I don't know about great, but he's going to turn. You're going to see wins go up in our program because, one, you're going to be more fundamentally sound. And so I'll hang up and let other callers call. But stay aboard the Hawk Train. I see the offensive line turning around quickly. And mention what goal, what you need to do, hit the road when he gets up here. Well, he needs them to stop in-state, keep these in-state kids at home. And the first stop I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to Morgan, Arkansas, and whatever it takes to convince Mr. Criswell to come to the U of A. Because that young man's got tremendous upside and can swing the football, by the way. And then I'm going to North Little Rock on my sleigh. And I'm talking to that little running back they got down there, about 5'11", Mr. Thomas, about 6 foot, 215, that can fly. And so it starts keeping your in-state kids at home when you talk about Hog the Line, going to Texas and bringing in some recruits. And you're going to have, if you get the fundamentally sound coaches, what did I say last week? You've got to have thought. You're only good as your assistant coaches. And so I think that's fixing to take place. And so, for people at first might have been taken off guard about Mr. Pittman being the head coach at the U of A. Well, you know what I mean? In the next year or two, it's going to be a great hire. And thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Eddie.